A key figure in the development of public broadcasting in Rochester has died. WXXI's Randy Gorman has a look back at the life of Bill Pierce.
It's common to say when someone dies at the age of 95, like former WXXI president Bill Pierce did, that he lived a full life. But you could say that and then some about the man who led WXXI for 26 years before retiring in 1995. Pierce was an Oklahoma native. He was also a Native American and a member of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation. He lied about his age so he could enlist in the Navy in World War II at the age of 16 and saw fierce fighting in the Pacific. Later, he taught English in Japan after the war and, according to his family and friends, always had a keen interest in education. That served him well when he took over at WXXI, which was just a TV station when he came here in 1969. Current president and CEO Norm Silverstein says that Pierce was at the helm when the local public broadcasting operation expanded into radio with Classical 91.5 FM and AM 1370 and Reach Out Radio. Pierce really adopted Rochester as his hometown and vice versa, and Silverstein says he became a key part of this community.
Bill was a Rochesterian. After all these years working at WXXI and giving talks and raising funds and being the voice of the station, he definitely had become a Rochesterian, much the way I have.
Deborah Onslow worked for Pierce for 15 years, rising to a senior vice president level, and credits him for helping her advance through the organization.
Even in those early days, he was gender neutral. That is, he didn't give a damn whether you were a man or a woman. What he cared about was what kind of job you did, whether or not you did a good job. And once you showed him that you were capable, he had no hesitation about promotion, about praising you.
One of Bill Pierce's sons, Ryder Pierce, says his father just really liked talking with people at work or out in the community.
He loved interacting with people and just very friendly and outgoing. And I think that came across at WXXI. He was obviously involved in all of the auctions every year. And that was a big part of his personality, being the outgoing face of the fundraising.
And after he retired, Bill Pierce became more involved in the state historic site at Ganondagan. And historic site manager Peter Jemison remembers that Pierce was keen on helping people learn more about Native Americans.
I recall that he helped set up a symposium that we had at RIT. And we were looking at the Indian roots of American democracy. And that's one of the things that Bill was very interested in, our form of government and how it influenced the U.S.
Pierce also helped with the Longhouse Project at Ganondagan. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.